Welcome to Season 2 of Resting Glitch Face, a Shadowrun actual play.
This is Shannon. I'm playing Eris.
Hi, this is Sid, and I'm playing Jet.
This is Dot. I'm playing Binary.
This is Maddie. I'm playing Collateral.
And my name is Eric, the Game Master. Be warned, some of the following content is not suitable for all audiences. So you're at Falstaff's.
Yes, and we're eating breakfast.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Dog Leash brought donuts.
No. He's having a Denver omelet. I'm having an egg sandwich.
Oh, that's Falstaff right.
To cook breakfast.
Right.
Took orders.
Beautiful. Yeah.
He's like, Dog Leash is like looking, and he like elbows you, and he's like, three different kind of peppers in this Denver omelet. It's like the top shelf Denver omelet of all time.
As he's saying that, she's got her fork and she's blatantly stealing some of his hash browns.
Right, he just like lifts a plate and he scoops half his hash browns onto your plate.
It's less fun.
It's so much less
fun. But she'll take it,
fun.
It's fine.
So then you start still eating off of it and he just kind of looks at it and like, okay. He's like, I never saw like an omelet so yellow.
Yeah.
Do you think he added some like coloring to it or something?
Maybe. I mean, eggs just are kind of yellow. Maybe he's
and
got
they're
those,
super
like,
fluffy. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Shit. I don't know. I think there's like techniques and shit. I mean, from what I recall from my sleepover days.
Oh, we're
eggs
talking about that again.
Do in fact get that yellow? I don't know, man.
Mm. I'm just okay. Saying. All this right.
I'm pulling from prior experiences.
I got you.
So, Falstaff.
All right, he's like, you finished? You want some more?
I'm fine, thanks. All
right, he's like, he like turns around, he's wearing like an apron and says, kiss the cook, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
yes. And she's like, so, we were talking about, you know, like saving the world and stuff like that.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there, and you were talking about what happened last night. What did happen last night? Things are progressing faster. What happened? Is there any... What I'm trying to say is there anything I need to do right this second?
What are you asking me, Jen?
Well, I mean, it seems that my schedule has suddenly opened up, you know, because like I'm not on this job anymore that I thought I was going to be on for another 27 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
So like, am I just like good to go, or is there a thing that I need to, like, is
so what are you asking me, can you like, leave? Yeah, you're not held here.
Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, like, if there's a thing that's currently happening that someone needs to go stop.
Oh, so you're offering to go and
not like necessarily. I just need to know, like, is there anything that I need to do right now?
He's now sit down and he's got Eggs Benedict sitting there. And he sits down and he looks at you and he says, well, I guess it depends on the nature of our association. I mean, you technically work for me.
Technically, yeah.
So I guess it's not even really technically, you just work for me. So do I have a task for you that is imminent? Are you asking for some time off or what are you looking for? You just started.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, Binary sent me some concerning texts. Eris sent me some concerning texts. Collateral hasn't sent me any texts, really, but I'm sure that there's something concerning going on with her, too. So I just need to know, like, is there anything that I cannot put off, and can I go, like, figure that stuff out? Because obviously I'm the only one who's, you know, not in imminent danger. So if I can fish some of my friends out of the fire, I'd kind of like to.
Oh. Well, the first thing I would say, or at least recommend, is that you finish your breakfast. And
she takes a piece of melon.
I mean, you were sleeping on a couch, you know. Do you feel refreshed? Do you feel up to doing something?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to I'm going to go home and take a shower probably because I am still covered in vomit. So, like, I'd rather I do want to do that if at all possible. So, I mean.
All right. He says, oh, well, I mean, you could always get cleaned up here.
Yeah. I mean, but like I have to change to and like my stuff is home.
Oh, OK. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So like I want to just, you know, go make sure that that's all good. I don't know that anyone's fed my cat in the last 12 hours. So, yeah. You know. And like I said, I do kind of want to follow up on whatever is going on with everybody else.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. I don't have anything imminent that needs to be handled, at least right now. So, yeah. I mean, do what you got to do.
Okay.
Handle whatever business. And that's when you hear the doorbell. Bong, bong.
Do you want me to... Is it weird to answer the door at someone else's house?
Not if you work there.
Oh, God. I can't believe I have a job now. This sucks. And then she gets up and she's going to go like look and see who it is because she's nosy.
All right. And you see Boggs standing there.
Oh.
And he's like shading his eyes, trying to look in the window.
Weren't you with Val?
She sent me here.
Why?
Well.
I mean, come in.
Thank you.
But like, what's up with her? She sent some concerning texts.
All right. He comes walking in and he says, well, she said for me to come here. She went into the stacks with some hippie.
Some hippie. Do you know who?
He says, I have some hippie that Val said is like Joe's dad or something.
Why? Well, I mean, I know why she's there, but why was...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he's some sort of technomancer.
Whoa. Kaymor?
What about him?
No, like, Kaymor is a technomancer?
He is?
No! You said Joe's dad. Like, that's who that is, right? Like, Kaymor is Joe's dad?
Oh, no. No, I mean, yes, but there's another guy.
Okay.
His name's like Pepe or something.
Pepe. Yes. Okay. So this dude Pepe, like her.
Yeah, the hippie.
Okay. So this dude Pepe is a technomancer, and he and Val are in the stacks doing technomancer stuff, presumably.
Yeah, looking for Mary.
Okay, that tracks.
All right, and then you hear Dogleash go, who is it?
Oh, sorry, it's the newspaper man.
All right, he's like, oh, which, like the delivery guy?
No, like
oh, the
Val's
reporter.
Boyfriend, yeah.
Oh, Boggs. Boggs like, yeah, who's that?
That's Dogleash.
Oh, Dogleash. Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, no, yeah, you went on a run with him.
Yeah, we did.
How's your head?
Still a little fuzzy.
Neato.
Dogleash comes walking up. And he's like holding a piece of sausage and he's chewing on it. And he's like, you just missed breakfast, man. And Boggs like, oh, not really hungry.
Actually, Boggs, I think if it's cool, could you help me with something?
Yeah, sure. What do you have in mind?
Neato. Well, it seems that Val is indisposed. And she's normally the person that I go to when I'm like wanting to figure stuff out. And I figure that you might be pretty good at that too, because you're a reporter.
You want me to research something for you?
Potentially.
That's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, fucking mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, we need to get back to. How did you get here? Was it like a go-go or?
He goes, yes. No, wait, Brambleham.
Oh, okay.
You want to go somewhere?
Well, I have to go. As you can see, I'm still kind of covered in vomit, so I do want to go change.
Oh, okay.
But we can talk on the way.
Oh, you want me to go with you?
She kind of motions around and mouths, I don't want to talk about it here.
All right, he nods. Okay. Yeah, I can go with you.
Cool.
And okay. Dogleash is like, oh, here. Am I going or what, yeah. What do you want to do? Oh. You want me to hang out here?
Am I going with you?
He's in a terry cloth robe and, you know.
Dogleash, please go get dressed.
He's like, oh, I thought we were sticking around here or something.
No. I've got some other stuff that I want to do and get started and stuff like that.
All right. He's like, okay.
And number one on the list is going back to my apartment because I am covered once again in your vomit. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me go get my bag.
Cool. Thanks.
And he walks off and he's like, hey, Mr. F, we're taking off. You hear Falstaff go, okay, I'll be in touch.
Yeah. You have my comm number.
Yep. All right, and you go in. Now you're in the Brambleham driving towards your apartment.
I'm driving.
Boggs says, who's that?
That is Mr. Falstaff.
Falstaff.
Yeah.
Like the mansion.
Yeah, like the mansion that we were in. Yes, Falstaff.
Okay. And he just kind of smiles. Okay, sure.
See, now you're saying that, and I feel like you've got some juicy little tidbits that you're just dying to tell me.
Or I'm just not going to play along with your joke.
Hmm. Now, this is interesting. That's actually kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. Because Mr. Falstaff told me a lot of things, and I just really want to know if they're true or not. But basically, I'm trying to independently verify some of this stuff. Because
you're fact-checking him.
I'm fact-checking him, yeah. Because, like, he told me a lot of stuff that seems pretty unbelievable. Back me up on this dog leash.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking whack.
Pretty fucking whack, yeah. So I need to know if he's pulling my leg or not.
Man, can you imagine being told a bunch of really crazy shit and then following up on it and checking it out on your own?
I know.
Can you imagine?
She has
Can't relate.
She has her AR glasses on, and mm-hmm. so she has a little list of things, and then she's gonna
swipe them over to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, swipe them over and say, okay.
And he goes, holy shit. Okay, yeah, this is pretty intense.
I've got a lot of stuff. So here's the thing is that I'm going to give you a rundown. And this is like, I'm a source now. So confidentiality, of course.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah. It's 100% that's how it works.
Cool. Here's the other thing is that you are a wanted terrorist. And if you said any of this, no one would believe you. So I feel pretty confident that this is going to stay between us.
And he's sitting in the passenger seat and Dogleash is sitting right behind him. And you know that Dogleash now has his pistol in his lap.
Nice. She's like, okay, first of all, he told me I'm adopted. Wild.
Bummer.
Bummer.
I'm adopted. What the fuck, Boggs?
First of all, I need to verify whether I'm actually
adopted. It's going
adopted.
Around, apparently.
Dick? Yeah. I don't fucking know. It's the same goddamn place as everyone else, too. Like,
oh, Aunt Delilah's.
Yeah.
Yo,
except for I was there. I didn't know that either.
Oh, that's weird.
I was there
first.
That
seems a little too coincidental that you're now associating with two other people who grew up there.
Exactly. So what I'm listing now are facts that I think we can independently verify. One, am I adopted? Two, who is Jenna Mayfair? Because he said that my real name is Jenna Mayfair, my birth name.
Okay, okay? I can work with that.
And also that Jenna Mayfair, if
you.
We can, yes, her, me, the person who you. Is apparently me. Jenna Mayfair was born in 2021, making
right.
me.
He kind of turns his head and looks at you and says, you look really good for 60 years old.
Thank you so much. Again, I'm just being showered with compliments here.
Yeah. And Dogleash goes, does that make me a MILF hunter?
I mean, I think it does make me a cougar.
Oh, a cougar. That's right. Like, cougar hunter.
That's fine because I'm not a MILF. I'm going to make that clear. Franklin is my son and I love him, but I'm not a MILF. Anyway, apparently I was in stasis for a while. I don't know if that's something we can find out, but like.
Yeah. I don't mean to be mean.
Yeah, what's up?
But this smells like bullshit.
It all does smell like bullshit. However, there are a lot of things about my life that kind of don't add up. So that's why I'm verifying this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Am I not going to do a matrix search on this?
Yeah, yeah. Can I ask you a question, though?
Go.
Why would he tell you all this?
Because he wants me to work for him.
You were being paid, right? So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that's how that works. So, I mean, why would that even matter?
Apparently, I've got some kind of greater purpose. I don't know, man. It's a bunch of, like, chosen one, prophecy, dreck.
Again.
I have no idea.
Smells like bullshit.
It does smell like bullshit, but if it is bullshit, why'd he pick me? Because, like, besides the fact that I'm cute and a half-decent runner, I don't really have anything else going for me. Like,
well, I'll tell you right now, you know, guys like that, if he is even who he says he is, they manipulate people all the time.
Oh, I mean,
he's, you know, he could be legit. He could be, you know, working for somebody and just feeding you a line of shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Now,
yeah,
hang on.
Right, I got you.
I'm still going. He talked at me for like a good 20 minutes. It was crazy.
Mm.
He claims, and here, this is my gift to you.
Great.
He claims that he's immortal.
Okay.
And also that his name is Charles Falstaff, and that he was born in 1890. So that's what we're working with here.
Okay.
But like, I mean, some of this stuff has got to be like, I know that I was kidnapped as a child because Val found that in the files from Dr. Kobe. And I know that Dr. Kobe was stalking me for some reason.
Mm.
Right? So there's got to be something there. We just have to like find the right thread to pull, right?
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what an investigative journalist would do, is to start pulling at some of these threads. So what else am I doing? So yes. And apparently I'm a wanted man.
You are. Yeah.
So I've got really nowhere to go.
Okay.
This would probably be a good idea for me, at least, you know, to pass the time and give me something to do.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I was going to ask you is, are you – like I said, I didn't want to play along with your joke because it just seems like this joke keeps getting worse.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So – my thing is, this Mr. Falstaff tells you all of this stuff, and then the piece de resistance is that he is also an immortal and has been creeping around for, you know, 100 and something years.
191, yeah.
And he's a human, right?
Yes.
Yeah, humans don't do that. Okay.
But, like, I don't know. Like, you know, some of this stuff, and she's got it on dog brain. She's like, well, I mean, some of this stuff has got to be, like... And she's going to put in a matrix search for Juilliard Burton missing, just to see if she can come up with any newspaper articles or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, clearly you do. I mean, from a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, this is a bunch of stuff from when I was little telling me that, you know, I was a missing person at one point in time. What the fuck happened during that investigation? What's going on with that? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I don't know.
All right. He says, where do you want me to start? Is there any one of these points you would like for me to start at?
First of all, let's go with Jenna Mayfair.
Okay.
Because I think that at the very least my own life, I can figure out some stuff about it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but Jenna Mayfair, I don't even know where to start.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Go.
Have you talked to your adopted parents?
Well, I don't know if they're my adopted parents. I could just call them. It would be a little awkward.
I mean, I get that. But I mean, somebody tells you you're adopted, feeds you all of this line, and your first instinct is to talk to the reporter and not call your mom.
Well, you see, I haven't spoken to them in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would be awkward.
The last time I saw her, I told her a lot of hurtful things. I mean, I could. Like, do you want me to do that right now? Because I can call her right now.
It's
not going to end well. I mean, as far as she's concerned.
If this is easier. No. I mean, I'm not trying to force you to do something. I was just asking a question. So, you know, no. I mean, if this is easier for you and like I said, it gives me something to do, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, like I said, start with the Jenna Mayfair stuff, and then I will decide whether or not I'm going to call my mother.
Okay.
As we go.
Is this something that you want to just keep between us, or can I reach out to contacts or people who may be able to find some of this information?
The Jenna Mayfair stuff, sure.
Okay.
But like I said, my birth name, my sin is, I think technically I could be considered a missing person, so I do kind of want to keep that under the radar, if at all possible, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Let me see what I can. I'll get started on it. Dog Leash is in the back seat. Goes, so you think maybe you have like a inheritance or something?
Like from Jenna Mayfair?
Yeah. Or? I mean, what the hell? You don't know any of them, so shit.
I have no idea anything about anything. I don't know anything. I mean, before I do anything half-cocked, I want to go, like, figure some jack out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is that ultimately, as of this very second, this man kind of owns me because I am working for him and because he just paid off a lot of money. So I don't know if I just stepped from one gilded cage to another. Or what? So, like, I got to figure out my own stuff first before I start doing anything else for him. Which, actually, speaking of, and she's going to text Val really quick and just say,
"Goody,
Binary, I know you're doing stuff right now. But if you come up against any Vori and you need somebody, I'm here. And you better text me or call me or else..."
Message not received. Just kidding.
No. Message not received.
Oh, boy.
Fucking damn it.
All right. Now we're going to cut to...
Jill, what's going on with your eyes?
What are you talking about? And she rubs her face.
Yeah, so when you rub your face, it's almost as if you have runny mascara on your finger, but you clearly don't have mascara on your eyes.
God, again?
Again? What?
This is what happened after the ritual.
Eris is just looking at Joe flabbergasted.
I have it under control.
Do you know what it is? Do you know why your eyes are oozing something black?
I haven't gone to the doctor yet. I'll get there. Actually, you know what? I bet Skitch could tell me. Skitch seems in equal parts. He seems like he could help me with medicine or with spiritual stuff. So I bet he knows.
He would probably be a good person to call for that.
Yikes.
We both sit there trying to figure out what to say.
Joe turns around and opens the door.
All right, you see ShamWow, this kind of hunched guy who is wearing like a zip-up coveralls, and he's got a big sack on his back, and he says, I got to clean up here.
Hey, Estum, this way.
All right, he comes walking in. He's like, material upstairs. Okay. Is it in porcelain?
We could put it in porcelain.
What's the code? What does that mean?
Do you want it dissolved, like down the drain?
I actually have a bit of a special request for this one.
Oh, okay. What you need?
I would like to keep the remains. Cremation,
all right.
Maybe?
All right, he squints for a moment. He goes, oh, it was a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all you had to say. Okay. You want the remains? You want it cremated? Okay, I can arrange that.
Thanks, man.
He's
I
like,
appreciate it.
My comm's not working, but whenever it does, I'll, call in a mortician.
Upstairs.
Upstairs what?
You can make a call upstairs.
There's better reception up there?
Yeah.
Yes. He's like, I don't seem to, you need to have Wi-Fi in here, you know? Pretty weird. He walks upstairs. Okay, now I got it. That's really weird. There made no matrix down there.
Wild.
Oh, okay. Fancy guy.
What's the song that ShamWow whistles as he's doing his cleaner mumbo jumbo?
That's a good question. What's a good Shadowrun?
Oh boy!
Shannon's breaking out the list again.
Yeah, we've already used this one.
It doesn't matter. What is it?
I was gonna say cooking with gas is really terrible.
Yeah,
yeah. ShamWow loves KEZK.
He's whistling the Gary.
No, that'll ruin it for Eris.
No, do it. You have to do
he
it
starts
now.
Whistling off tune the Gary Gas classic Cooking with Gas.
Isn't that Eris' favorite song? Yeah.
ShamWow is so fucking funny, guys.
I love ShamWow.
What a good bit.
We should use him more often.
Getting ready to cremate someone and
we would need to have more dead bodies around us.
This is the second time we've actually used him.
I know.
He's like, so what are you going to do with all of his stuff? He's yelling downstairs. He's like, these are really nice shoes. I think they're alligator.
Just in a box?
He's like, oh, fuck. They don't quite fit. in a box? Okay, you got a box?
Yeah.
I brought my gear. I didn't bring a box.
Here, how about in this bag? And it's Thorne's bag.
All right, so you bring up a bag, and you see he's like stripping him down naked. He's like, all right, then, let's get this taken care of. Does he have any implants? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of, but I can't imagine he would have any.
Right. He goes, okay. All right. He activates his AR, and he says, hey, Julio. Yeah, it's me. I got a fritter. Okay. Yeah, this one's, he kind of looks down and goes, this one's got extra powdered sugar on it. No, you may not. No, you may not. Yes. 20 minutes. Okay, bring the long one. Okay, you see him disconnect. All right, my guy will be here in about 20 minutes or so.
Okay, great.
Just out of curiosity, he's a friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be discreet and respectful.
Thank you, ShamWow.
Are you sticking around for this, or you taking off? I would recommend you probably take off.
Yeah.
What about the building? Is it yours?
It was. It's burned, obviously. It was a safe house. Someone got in.
You want me to handle that, too?
Yeah.
All right. I'll put it on your tab.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. You need a ride? I could call my go-go back.
No, I got my car out there.
All right, then. I will get at it, and you youngsters can go and do your thing. I'll contact you when the deed is done.
Okay.
So, hey, see you later.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks.
All right. And he's got like a little beanie on top of his head, you know, like a knit cap. And he just kind of pulls it off and he says to Joe, "Nice to meet you, ma'am." And he puts it back and he's like, the beanie fit. He's like got a ring of hair and the beanie like sits on top of his bald spot.
It's Joe Pesci from Home Alone.
Yes.
That's Shamwow. Oh, my gosh. You guys.
I'm so sorry. I should have introduced myself. Collateral, it was a pleasure to meet you. And she shakes his hand.
All right. He's got his hands are like calloused as if he works with sharp implements and things like that. So he works for a living.
Oh, good. So calloused hands, clasping calloused hands.
It's like Velcro.
Gross.
So he put all of Thorne's stuff, like the magic stuff, too.
Everything's all in the bag.
Thorne
is butt naked, laying on the bathroom floor.
Yep. Eris heads downstairs, and I'm assuming Joe follows.
She's not going to hang out up there. Do you need an escort? Do you want an escort?
Do you want to go with me? I don't know where I'm going. Do you want to go with me to wherever I'm going in this moment?
Is that going to take you out of St. Louis?
I don't know. I'm getting in my car, and I don't know what I'm doing next.
I will ride next to you, and if you stop, I'll stop with you. I'm not leaving the city limits right now.
As a refusal to go with me or for some other reason?
I'm not going to abandon everyone else.
Okay.
Is that agreeable?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. You step out the front. And you immediately know that your connection with Bodica is severed.
Oh, I can't sense Bodica anymore.
So what does that mean?
Well, she's going to be gone for a while, I guess. She's either been banished by somebody really, really, like, insanely strong, like your grandma level strong, or she was beaten in combat, which honestly for her might be worse, just her personally. It's going to be a while until she can come back, probably.
Does all this information narrow down Eris's suspicion to Apex?
100%.
She looks at you and she says, "Frag." I think it was Apex. Frag.
Apex. Is that the asshole who's the real Shadowrunner?
Hang on a second. I'm gonna roll a thing.
Uh-oh. Are you trying to con?
Nope.
What are you trying to do here? You're just rolling for effect?
I'm rolling composure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To see how I'm gonna respond.
So essentially you're trying to hold your composure, and this sounds like a contested roll versus perception.
No, that wasn't what this was for.
Oh, okay.
This was for me to decide how I'm going to act.
Oh, okay then. All right then.
But I got 3 successes. That's pretty good. So now we can have
the roll
an
off.
Opposed roll.
Okay.
Roll off. 13,
14, 15. Okay, so Eris looks at you and she says, it couldn't have been him. Might have been the Tear Princes. He told me some stuff that he shouldn't have. I'm basically trying to cover that it's not Apex. It's her lie that she is lying about. So that's 5 successes to lie to you.
Yeah.
Net 2.
That's a net 2.
She answers you, but then she goes, I don't know, who's another good person that might be after Thorne?
The Tear Princes, I mean, if they're trying to do anything versus his dad, or, I mean, there's all kinds of political enemies that would potentially.
Yeah, I didn't know if the Tear Princes were the best one because, like, technically he was still working for them.
I mean, he's made all kinds of enemies. You could say Daughters of December.
I don't want to do Daughters of December. That's too close. I want to do something that would not entice Joe further.
Black Lodge.
Okay, yeah, I'll use the Black Lodge. I reply to you, and I say, yes, it's the very professional Shadowrunner, but that doesn't make sense. He wouldn't be here. He wouldn't be here. It would make more sense if it were the Black Lodge.
So
what are you going to do?
I mean, I know the direction she was going in, but there's not a whole lot else I can do. I guess I'm escorting you.
Okay.
So let's get to it, I guess.
All right.
All right.
I get in my car.
Okay.
And I get on my motorcycle.
And your car is like linked with your comlink and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay, so as soon as you get into your car, you realize you've had your comm all this time, but the notifications have been off.
I put my comm back in the box.
Okay, so you had no comm.
I had done that earlier.
But this is your home vehicle, right? This is your regular car, so it would be linked to maybe your regular comm,
which is also in the box. I have no way of knowing the notifications are off until I take it out of the box.
Okay.
And I don't know if Ares would think to do that right now because she's just kind of like.
Okay, so you drive off.
Yeah.
Now, where are you going?
So I think for a while, there's a bit of just driving around. Like maybe it seems like we're going somewhere and then like we make three left turns in a row. And so suddenly we're going
the complete opposite direction down a side street.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think where we would eventually land would just be another one of her safe houses.
Okay.
So she had one that's luxury and two middle, I think. The one that just got burnt was one of her middle, and I think she's going to go to another one of her middle.
Okay. Joe, you don't have your comm on, do you?
It's also in the box. I took it. I have everyone's fucking comms.
Well, you are expecting a call from ShamWow.
Yeah, but I just don't think she would have thought of it until she got to the safe house.
Okay, so you arrive at the safe house.
Yeah, and Eris grabs one of the, I think, the go bag that she was getting ready.
Okay.
So her go bag, and she grabs Thorn's bag, and she goes in with the Faraday cage box.
All right. Joe, are you?
Joe would probably get her calm.
Okay.
She can't look at her comm while she's driving anymore because her helmet is gone.
So we get in the safe house.
Mm-hmm.
And Ares is like, oh, Drek, and hands you your comm and finally gets hers out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And you notice that you're expecting notifications because, you know, you've been in a Faraday cage for however long or whatever.
My mom should have tried to call me at least 3,000 times.
And there's nothing.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, earlier when I was calling ShamWow, I couldn't actually get the call to go through, so I turned the notifications off so that I could do the thing.
Oh, that makes way more sense. Okay. So I
turned notifications on, and that's when you noticed that you had, yes, several messages from your mom. You know, he might be waking up. Where are you? Answer your goddamn phone.
How long ago were those?
Maybe an hour ago. Maybe a couple hours.
Oh, Drek, my dad may have been waking up.
Oh, really?
Drek.
Do you need to go?
And? Go where?
To see him? That's your dad.
Yeah. Okay. First things first. We got, like, 7 more minutes. So I'm going to wait that out.
Okay.
Second, I got to figure out what Thorne's plan for Azalea was, because there's no one to facilitate that anymore. And I don't want his contact to just have my sister. Okay. And then third on the list, see my dad, maybe. I gotta bring this stuff inside. I don't want it in the car.
I can do that. Do you need my help with anything else?
Your comm goes off, Joe. Boop, 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 boop. K-more.
Of course I picked that up.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, K-Mon, what's up?
I know you're busy and stuff, but I got a question, and you know, it's okay, but and I'm fine, you know.
Okay.
Don't worry about any of that. But
okay.
You know, anyway, so I'm moving my stuff into Max's and stuff, and I found a box of old stuff of yours. You want me to just kind of hold on to it because it's like long, like when you were a kid and stuff.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it was underneath a whole bunch of old like boxing magazines that I kept, and I guess maybe I don't know that I didn't realize this other box was inside it. So I mean,
I don't even know what could be in there.
I mean, I kind of looked, but is that okay? Because I wasn't sure what was in. I opened it up. I'm like, oh, these are my old you know, boxing mags. All right, and you know, and there was this other box, and I was like, what the hell is that? You know, and so then I like opened it up and looked inside and stuff like that. You know.
Oh.
But there's like, you know, kid clothes and, you know, some other stuff. I think it might have been from that place.
Oh.
So that's why I want to know. Did you want me to keep it?
No, yeah. Please set it aside for me. I'll come and get it. I'll pick it up when we go out for hot dogs.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and I was thinking maybe, you know, if you're not too busy, I kind of wanted to show you, you know, how the place was looking and stuff, you know, the
yeah.
gym.
No.
You know, we're like fixing it up and stuff.
When I come to get you tomorrow for dinner, you can definitely show me around the gym. I think that sounds nice.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds all right then. All right. I just, you know, Max is, he's a little irritated because I had so much stuff, but I don't think that, you know, like 3 boxes is that much, but, you know, Max is, you know, he's kind of that kind of, you know, everything's got to have its place and all that stuff. Oh, I mean, you've helped him.
He's very fussy. I know.
Yeah.
It's very shocking. That's a good way of saying it. Ever since he watched those Marie Kondo reruns.
Right. Yeah. That Kondo lady.
You're grounded.
60-year-old Marie Kondo reruns.
Nah, she's in virtual now.
She is. Good
but, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, but it changed his life. You know, he's a much happier person. He used to be really, really cranky mm-hmm. all the time, you know. Well, but now it's, you know, I don't understand this minimalist stuff, but, you know.
They say that a tidy house is good for your mental health. I don't get it.
Right.
Max,
right.
Does this bring you joy?
So, okay. Also.
Yeah.
This box is, I'll put it to the side for you, but, that one guy, what's his name? The guy you talk to all the time. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Oh, Pierre.
Yeah, that's him. He was asking about you too.
Oh.
He had, he came by the gym and was asking about you, apparently, cause that's what Max just told me.
Oh. Well, I guess he's...
He might have wanted some money or something because, you know, he kind of has that look about him.
That no, that's just called being pathetic.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. No, don't worry. I mean, I think that you're immune.
Oh, being pathetic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a plus in my book. So, okay. Well, I guess if I'm not gonna see you till tomorrow, I may go to the movies.
Oh yeah. Wait, who are you going with?
Well, Max says he's never going to go to a movie with me again because every time I go, I drop my soda and it spills all over the floor.
You do have a habit of dropping your soda.
Well, it's because, you know, I mean, they shouldn't make them so damn big. I got to use 2 hands for a damn soda and then it falls. And then you know, Max always wants to sit at the goddamn top of the damn theater. So it all rolls down all the way down.
Kmart, they have adjustable cup holders.
Not at the one we go to.
Where do you go?
We go to
the Scent Theater.
We go to the 5 New Yen Theater because you know Max he's like you know how he is he says I'm not giving the studios no money, so he waits until it gets to the 5 New Yen Theater so then the movie makers don't get as much from him. Yeah, so I'm gonna go to the movies. I'm thinking about taking that new person that works, you know, at the nacho place down the street.
Oh,
you know, the manager. She seemed to take a liking to me when I went in to use the bathroom.
You're very charming. I don't know how she couldn't.
Yeah, so you think maybe she wanted to go to the movies with me?
Yeah, no, you should totally ask her.
Okay, I think her name is Bernice or something. I don't know.
Why is that familiar?
I don't know.
Do we know a Bernice? I know this Bernice. I don't even know if her name's really Bernice. That's just what I thought it said.
That's what it says on the name tag?
Right. But, you know, sometimes people, you know, put different name tags or they use different names when they're – because I remember I would always, you know, meet people, like women at a bar and they tell me their name and then run into them later and their name's like Cheryl or something.
Oh.
And it's not that.
For the longest time, I thought that guy's name was Jeffrey. Because that's the name tag that he wore.
Oh, right. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, then. Yeah. I'll go ask her, Bernice.
All
if
right.
I can
yeah.
go to the movies. What kind of movies do middle-aged women like?
I can't say I have a lot of experience in this, but...
Period pieces.
Period pieces, and rom-coms.
Rom-coms.
Eat, Pray, Love 51 just came out.
Eat, Pray, Love 51 did just come out.
I haven't seen the other 50, though.
I think they're all pretty much the same. I don't think you need to watch anything else.
Okay. Period pieces. Yeah. From like the 2020s or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. All right. So, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow then. Are we meeting there? You coming to... You're coming here.
No, I'm stopping by there.
Okay.
So I'll be there at like, what do you say, 7, a little bit of a late dinner. Let the rush...
Oh, 7 at night, yeah.
Yeah, that's, die out.
Ooh, okay. That means I'm going to have to eat a late lunch.
I can come by earlier if you want.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just, you know, I'm up at the crack of dawn anyway, because, you know, there's some early, I got to, you know, I'm training some new people, you know, and I got the first class.
Yeah.
So it's at 5 a.m.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so if we're going to dinner at 7, yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, cool. I'll see you then.
Okay. Tell Eris I said hi.
I will.
Click.
I've been bringing my stuff from the car in.
Yeah, the whole time.
It's like done now.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I meant to help more.
Oh, it's fine.
K-more says hi.
Oh, did he get his birthday card? Did he like it?
He liked the birthday card. We're going to Wiener Universe tomorrow.
I thought he'd like it there.
I think he's really going to like the galaxy dog.
Yeah.
So, what now?
Check the time. How close is it to the time ShamWow should be done?
Yeah, you get the message probably while you're loading stuff into the, the house.
Back to get the, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Do you still want an escort?
If you need to go, like if K-more needs you or whatever, that's fine. This is just gonna be stupid crap.
Ask for alone time if you need alone time. Like you're allowed to say that.
Oh, I wasn't. I was trying to let you off the hook. If you didn't want to keep hanging out with my mess, because this isn't.
No, but this is the sort of stuff that you do when you're dating someone. Like life isn't always clean. Sometimes shit gets messy and you have to call a man to do an impromptu cremation.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know if you still wanted to.
To go to retrieve your ex-boyfriend's remains?
Date?
Do you not want a date?
Yeah, I still love you. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't know what you're going to do. And I don't know if those things are compatible.
Well, at least currently, my plan is to sit here. I can't leave St. Louis, but I also can't leave, you know, Val. And I really hate to admit it, but Jet is a good work companion. And she doesn't deserve for me to just dip. Neither of them do.
Jet of all people would understand. But that's not the point.
If you want to leave, how about this? If you decide to leave, the only thing that I ask is that you tell me to my face when you've made your decision.
Of course. I was always going. That's why I invited you over. I mean, I would like you to come with me, but I get it.
Well, I mean, as long as you can do that, that's more than Liliana ever gave me, so. Or Cammy, for that matter.
Damn.
Guess it runs in the family.
Yeah.
I'm always going to handle problems head on like that. I don't think that's something that's going to change. And it's not your fault if that's not the kind of person that you are. But I need you to think, like really, really think about what it is you want to do. How about I give you some time to think and then you let me know?
Okay.
I love you and I just want you to be happy, okay, and safe. And obviously I would prefer if you were here because then I can make sure that you're safe, but...
You do realize the reason that I keep trying to tell you... I know you're always going to face problems head on, but I'm trying to make you realize not every problem's a problem you need to face, that you need to deal with. And the whole reason for that is because I want you to be safe and happy and preferably with me.
I'm not going to ignore that advice either. I am also going to think about that. But I don't think I can spend my life running from place to place. And maybe we can come to a compromise. I really hope that we can.
Yeah, me too. I just have to deal with a lot of stuff before I can even think about this.
take your time. It's okay. I don't need an answer right now. Like I said, just whenever you make your decision on what your next move is.
Unless I'm in immediate danger, I will have a face-to-face conversation. And I mean like immediate. Someone is actively chasing me and I can see them in my rearview mirror. I will come and have a face-to-face conversation with you. If I am in immediate danger, I will call you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was exactly what I was going to ask. Okay. It's been a bad day and it's been...
Bad day. Doesn't even begin to...
No, but... I don't know how else to put it.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm glad we had this talk. And again, I just want to reiterate how much I care about you. I'll talk to you soon.
Aeris goes in for a hug and a kiss.
Yeah. Of course, Joe gives her a hug back and gives her a kiss. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Be safe.
Yeah. You too. Like really safe. Not Joe safe.
I will not engage in any gang wars.
That is definitely a step up from Joseph.
I thought so. And Joe gets on her bike and drives away.
Cutscene. Hospital.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And you see Comrade Lickleed laying in his hospital bed in the ICU.
Who is seeing this?
This is like from
the viewer.
The viewer. It's a cutscene. Okay. Cutscene. And it, you know, it's like, so he's laying on this...
footage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, he's laying in this hospital bed and he no longer has like a tube in his mouth or anything like that. He's got oxygen on. And then, you know, like the camera pans back and you see Mrs. Lickleed sitting there like holding on to his hand. And from off camera, you hear a voice say, all the indications are that he's going to recover. Thank goodness. I pulled as many strings as I could. And Mrs. Lickleed looks up and says, thank you, Cascade. Thank you so much for your help. And then into the camera comes an elf, very dapper looking elf. And he says, anything for one of my oldest friends. And he puts his hand on Comrade Lickleed's chest. And he says, I'm going to figure out what's going on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Resting Glitch Face. Theme music by Synthesk. Background music by Machinima Sound. Outro music by Austin Miller. Edited and produced by Sid. Continuity consulting by Dot. Shadowrun is property of Catalyst Game Labs. Resting Glitch Face is a production of Openly Gamer Theater and property of Side Tangent Productions.